We're back from recess. Next order of business is grants discussion. Admittedly, I have failed in contacting the Sheriff's Department. I was hopeful that we could chat with them this morning. That's my mistake. But the reasoning that I asked for this to be on the agenda was that we have a number of grants within the county. When the county employee that in part was handling some grants left the county commission's employee, if you will, or oversight, and took the position in the sheriff's department wherein the person that was replaced had been handling law enforcement grants, cops grants, etc. Our assumption was, of course, that that person was being hired to handle those grants in part. Some of that has come to fruition and some of that has not, to the point where I believe we're in peril of making some deadlines in our grants. We need to designate specifically and have an agreement with the sheriff on those grants as to whether or not they're going to be handling the grants, whether or not they want the grants, because they're not acquired, I don't believe, and nor are they kept unless they're all the obligations of the grant are fulfilled, that if it's going to fall upon us, we need somebody designated specifically to do that very thing. Now, the energy grant, what that was also being handled, I believe, from that particular person, I had called upon, I think it was either Nikki or Jillian, to get a hold of Debbie, and she helped us out in a pinch with that. But we need to, I believe, have a complete understanding as a county commission as to every single grant that is currently in place in the county, whether it be within the administrative side, the law enforcement side, or any other department within county government, and we need to have the proper oversight of those grants. And the reason being, the first time that we have a $1 million grant that's not properly handled and the federal government says, we want you to return those funds,
yes.
Where are they going to come from?
Right.
Is it going to come from the department that had them? And if that's the case, they're going to run pretty low on their budget. We have got to address this issue, and I believe that we need to put this back on the agenda ASAP. We need to have a discussion fully about grants. As a matter of fact, Rick's here, the county auditor. If I'm not mistaken, the outside audit indicated to us that we needed to have a person in place to handle all grants within the county to make sure that all federal requirements, state requirements, and other requirements were met. I cannot stress enough how important it is, because I know other counties and other cities who have gotten themselves into a real situation, and if I'm not mistaken, currently our neighboring county is paying back a grant that's going to take a number of years to rectify. And we can't afford for that to happen. Rick, did you have a comment?
I have asked for several years that someone be in charge of those grants, and I think that that is a great idea. Linda had taken on the responsibility of at least having those all housed in when she was purchasing agent.
Well, and there were a number of grants that were in the Sheriff's Department that she was aware of, but they were fully handled, if I'm not mistaken, by Maggie. All the grant paperwork, all the reporting, she did it. And now she's gone. She retired, of course. So,
I think you need to make sure that when you have someone in a department like that that's handling those, you still need to have someone that takes that they have to send it on up to, so that you guys have the paperwork.
I agree 100%.
And that, I think, is what our outside auditor wants. I don't think he would tell you that one person has to do all your grant writing. And I could be wrong, but I don't think so. But I think that we need to be aware of everyone, and I try to track those, but I can't track those unless I have some help in my office. I mean, you know, when I first came into office, there were some that I didn't know about at all. And we've got that at least better, but it sure would be a good thing to have somebody that would be in charge of housing all those, even if they didn't administer them all.
Was he volunteering?
Oh, no. He was not.
I'm writing that down.
Did I hear that?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I'll have to draw a little conclusion, a little bigger conclusion on what he didn't outright say it, but I probably could draw a line.
So, while we're having a general work session next week, can we chat about this again?
Yeah, that's one of those things. That's the commission
duty. If there's any way I can help, let me know, too. I do have... I have tried to, since they had the ERA funds, tried to, every time we have a grant, build a particular expense line, a particular revenue line for those.
Rick, you got any other comments about grants? My comments weren't touching upon the actual application or seeking the grants. It was
right.
The handling and the reporting, but since you brought that up, I have been a strong advocate for and believe that the county should set monies aside for grant applications and or have a grants person that does that. Mm-hmm. But I think we miss a huge bet by not being in the marketplace, if you will, for those dollars that are particularly budgeted through the Fed for grant purposes.
I think you need to be prepared, and I always am cautious, as I think you would be too, as to which ones we might accept and stuff. But I believe that if we're not in the market for them, then we're at least stand a chance to miss out on some. Yes.
We had a meeting yesterday of the Southwest County Commissioners Association, Rick, and Webster County pointed out that the monies that they had received through workforce development in the form of a grant that is allowing them to hire 25 people for a two-year period who will work, what was it, 1,020 hours
mm-hmm.
a year each, and how much work that they're getting done on their roads, et cetera. Now, they did not mention the total of that grant, but if I'm not mistaken, what I had seen was $1 million, and that's
you have to be a
huge.
Substantial amount to have 25 people working 1,000 hours, yes, mm-hmm. for 2 years.
Then we will move that to just
we'll
general
it.
Discussion.
Yeah, we'll just put it on that Thursday discussion because that may be part of it, our Thursday discussion. We've posted for next week already.
Let's move on to budget timeline. And I sent Rick an email this morning that I think sums this up. This is also an item that I had asked to be placed upon the agenda. And I'll read this, and then I'll make note or mention that Rick has provided for us in writing, as well as we got this email, a budget timeline for 2012 budget that he has proposed. Have each of you got a copy of that in front of you? Did you give them a copy?
I mean, I've got it. Yeah, what
I gave
yeah, I've got it right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan doesn't have it.
Yeah, he does.
He does have it, all right.
He has it. He can't use that one.
What I said this morning was that my goal for today is not to discuss specific 2012 budget requests, rather to discuss and build a timeline for the development of the 2012 county budget, including setting budget hearing dates, establishing times for website postings, press releases, new policies that will affect the new budget, all agreements that have a direct impact on the budget, and department head interviews. I'd also like to chat about the timeline for implementing decisions within the 2011 budget that were previously approved by the County Commission. The reason for that last statement is they all need to be implemented, obviously, within the scope of 2011 so that they are reflected in the final budget, final totals of the budget. The what Rick has, and if you would like, Rick, I'll let you walk through this. I've got three calendars in front of me. If, unless the commission just wants to have a general discussion about it, if there is a way that we could set some dates now, I think it would be important to get those out of the way, such as a requirement for building a budget is that the budget officer conduct a budget hearing in front of the county commission before development of the county budget. Correct?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that stated that verbatim, but
I.
And then there is also a requirement for the county commission to conduct a budget hearing at the end of the budget cycle. So if there's a way that we could work backwards and take a look at what that ending date is so that we can have the budget finalized and know how many days ahead of that we need to post notices for both hearings and fill in between, I think we could accomplish a great deal today, at least in developing the timeline for this year's work schedule and how we want to go about it. If you look at what Rick has proposed,
if you're working back, it appears that the final budget message and approval would be on December 14th.
That I just put those numbers down this morning. I would like to do that. That would be fantastic.
I guess, Mr. Hausman,
yes.
It would be just a matter of if we were comfortable. That's a Wednesday, middle of the month. If we were comfortable with that, that's great. But I think we kind of need to work backwards to start what is our end date going to be look like, what's going to look like. Personally, I'd like to move it further toward the beginning of the month because if we have to make some adjustments in personnel or shifting of personnel, that gives some adequate time to do that if we decide to do something like that. I mean, I'm just speaking from a point of we're running against the end of the year. If there's some personnel changes, I know Don Blue is a busy time of the year for Don and payroll and making some changes there, benefits. So,
well, there's also the added plus of knowing what that pay period involved in making certain conclusions.
Right. The 14th is not a bad day, but if we can strive for before that, that would be all the better.
Jim, if you look at my timeline, I really would like to have it finalized on 12/5, and then I just kind of picked out 12/14 as the final budget message. You guys could move that any day you wanted to.
To have the hearing?
Yeah, any time between
between the 5th and the 14th.
5th and 14th. I would probably want to have a couple, 3 days to make sure that we didn't have any typos in or anything, have at least three or four different people look over it.
Well, but I would like to take you the other direction and discuss the 16th with you. The reason being, I've got the NACO Fall Board meeting to build the budget for NACO,
right?
8th and 9th
so of go.
December, which knocks out two of my days that I would be able to work with any final changes that we have. I appreciate the 12/5 date. I don't have any problem with that in finalization. But if we could do the hearing on the 16th, and that's all it is.
Because the 5th is really the final. Okay, that's fine, the 16th.
So the county commission budget hearing would be the 16th. Do you guys have anything on your?
Is there statutory time for, according to statute, to, is it 2 weeks that the public has to review?
No, Danny, it's so many days, but it's not 2 weeks. I don't know.
Many days, but I don't know. I think it's even listed as working days, isn't it?
You have to post it, and we would post it on 12/5, so I have plenty of time. That would be 2 weeks anyway.
Right.
I don't want it that once more than that.
Rick, can we tentatively shoot for 1 p.m. on the 16th?
That would be fantastic, guys.
Okay. Do you want to join in, Donna? Did you have, no? The, okay, final, that would be the budget hearing that the commission conducts, 1 o'clock, 16th of December. Finalized budget, let me write that in, December 5th.
Oh.
What do you got? I wonder if that'll hang over to the next day.
It might. That's, we actually...
Well, and what that is we don't have to be present for that. It's just...
Try it late.
Wouldn't about December that? 2nd?
We have a trial date set that we'll have to be...
Which could be multiple days, actually.
Yeah. The 2nd will work for me. I want to make sure you guys have enough time to speak with different departments and stuff, but I think you can do that throughout November. So,
now, realizing when we state this, there are going to be some minor changes because of final figures that come in, and I understand that. By law, are we required in a year where you don't have an incoming new commission or commissioners to finalize this before the end of December?
Yes.
Okay.
12/31.
Okay.
Well, here's the question for you, Ron.
So if we do the budget hearing on the 16th, you have plenty of time for anything that happens before the end of the month. So that one's good. Yes, sir?
We could pick the 7th to do the finalized budget. We could pick your...
There's two things on the 7th, benefits day and I'm traveling.
You're traveling that day. That's what I thought, too. This thing is going to go multiple days, probably.
If I'm not mistaken, the 5th is a Monday, isn't it, Jim?
What?
The 5th is a Monday, isn't
it?
So the 2nd's not going to make that much difference to me. I mean,
Well, the 2nd...
Well, tell me what's involved in that particular day anyway.
I would just like to have those major decisions
all of our
made
stuff
anyway.
Done
yeah,
by then.
All major decisions made anyway.
Yeah,
so I don't think that'd be a big deal.
Schedule-wise, that'll work fine. Mm-hmm.
Either,
second?
Let's do the 2nd.
I don't care if you put it the 5th, because we're going to be done before then.
Okay.
That's my
Either one would be fine.
Let's just do the 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah, it won't be something that I'd hopefully would be finished meeting before that, and I'm just filling in numbers that are there.
Okay, you've got begin departmental meetings on 10/31. That's a couple of weeks from now, right?
Mm-hmm. It may be 3 weeks, Ron. It's on a Monday, I believe.
What I would feedback is that's the first day back from our MAC conference, and I'm not sure who all may be prepared for that, knowing that we have a lot of elected officials.
I'm sure that you could find some that would be. If you've looked at what I sent you as far as requests already, there's going to be some that you can visit with quickly probably.
Can you give me some guidelines of how many department meetings do you think we need to have? What's the quantity of meetings?
So Jim, I don't back
into that. Is it
what I would? I don't have that in front of me because Ron said we were going to talk. But I would. The way I'd look at that is look at that totals page and look at the ones that we're going to have to make some reductions.
Yeah.
And look at those departments that you know you're going to have to ask to reduce. There will probably be, I'm trying to remember.
20?
Are you trying to? We had to have
probably, other than the ones that you guys control themselves, probably not that many. Because there are at least two or three of those that the requests were not any more than they were last year. Some of those did include things like, you know, if there are raises to be given, they wanted to make sure their people got those too, so that might make their budget a little different. But I know that you guys are, that's not a decision you could probably make during those departmental meetings anyway.
And there are some things that we're going to be looking at in the upcoming year that are going to be expenses that were not included in the 2011 budget, and one is going to be the major elections that, that the clerk will be conducting. But those expenses will be offset by, at least in part, not a very big part, actually. Mm-hmm.
No, most of it.
Because we pick up those, don't we? Which brings me to the question, while we're talking about this budget, will we also be looking at input, Donna, I'm saying this for your edification, into the budget from library and election for library? I know that they're talking about that.
They are.
I know that if we have an election this November, it's going to cost us somewhere around $20,000. It's either going to cost us or it's going to cost
somebody's coming paying
the library.
April. If they have it in April, it'll cost about $19,000. And if it is in August or November, it would be very minimal because we're already paying for the ballot. We're already paying for the program.
You know, I was talking this November thinking it was 2 or 3 months away. It's too late. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, Donna, would that be our expense or would that be a library expense, do you know?
They're going to request, I'm sure, that
we
approach the county to pick it up.
By statute, it's the county that picks it up because the county formed it. They did not form it. If they had done a petition process, they would have done a petition and they also would have petitioned
the
levy, and it would have all gone on the ballot to create it and set the levy. But because we did it the opposite way, where the commission created it, then the commission has to pay for it.
And they also have the decision as to whether or not to have the election at all.
The commission does, yes.
So if in fact the monies are not there, the decision might be we're not going to have the election.
That's
exactly. An option.
Sure.
Okay.
Exactly. But to keep the costs down for the citizens and our taxpayers and our budgets, we could put it on in an August or a November. And I do know I have talked to them. They, of course, want to start collecting tax dollars as soon as possible. So the only way to do that, to start collecting tax dollars for 2013, would be to have it in August, because they have to have it certified to me by September the 1st. Just to give you more information on that.
And the possibility exists that we might be looking at something for 911, and the possibility exists there may be a suggestion for law enforcement, and there's no telling what else might be suggested between now and then. But all that comes into play with what you're going to need within a budget to conduct the elections,
right?
Also based upon when those elections are going to be held. And as you're stating, if they're in August or if they're in November, since we're already carrying the brunt of those expenses, it's not going to mean that much more to us.
No, it would be very minimal.
Right.
You know, it's basically the extra printing cost on the, you know, it's so
right.
many inches on the ballot. And then, of course, the publication, you know, they charge by the inch. So those two would be noticeable costs. But the cost for the election judges, there would be no additional charge for them or anything like that, where there would be in an April election.
Okay.
And let you know, you probably already know this. Monday they're supposed to be voting on whether or not we're going to have a February election. And the word is probably we won't.
Well, right now, we're going to have. Unless they change it, isn't that correct?
I spoke to the senator's office, and more than likely, both parties are going to caucus,
mm-hmm.
and so there will be no need for a February.
But I mean, currently, it's in Missouri law to have a presidential
it
primary in February.
Yeah,
right.
Currently.
Currently, as of today. Monday, they're voting, hopefully, to remove it. I don't know whether that's
no, I'm with you.
Permanent or a one time. I don't know.
Well, I can tell you, when you have a presidential primary to run at the same time you're doing the April election and taking filings for August, you can pull your hair out, Donna.
Especially if they move it to March.
That's when we had the presidential primary before.
Yeah.
Good, back in 1988.
That's a whole different expense, because then you got to have colored ballots and colored envelopes,
yep.
so you don't get your two all mixed up. That would be a nightmare.
Thank you. So your thought is here, again, Rick, to come back, is to begin departmental meetings as early as 10:31 and continue them throughout November. I am willing to place any amount of time, but I'm hopeful that we can make our decisions this year without drawing out this mm-hmm. process.
Sure.
I think what I was trying to get to was how many blocks of hours do we need to block, how many meetings, so that, you know, we know that our effectiveness goes down after we have a two-hour meeting. And if we can break them down to one-hour blocks with either per department or per elected official or per department head, we become more effective versus spreading it out over a four-hour block. And so the question kind of was, how many of these one-hour blocks do we need to put in place so that we can systematically get through this?
Let me address that from this perspective. I see a world of difference in this budgetary year compared to the upcoming, budget, compared to this last budget. And it's my hopes that we have a series of meetings with department heads over a two-day period to hear their budget requests. Now, we can do that or not do that. The auditor can present all of them if we so choose to do that. We don't have to hear from any department head. So the auditor can step forward. We can go through the entire process. This is an option. And then if changes are made, each elected official or department head has the opportunity to come before the county commission. So in reality, we can meet with them one time.
Right.
We can accept, not accept, compromise, whatever the decision of the commission is, and build this budget. So this is a very important point. Do we want to hear from each elected official prior to, or do we want to hear the presentation from the auditor on what they've already sent in? And if that's the case, we can hear that from Rick in a day.
And there will be some of those departments, several, I believe. I may be wrong, but I believe that several of those you'll say, you know what, that's really reasonable. We should just do that with, I'm guessing, maybe as many as four or five departments. So that cuts it down some, Jim, is what I think he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
There will be some that you're going to have to call in for sure.
I think that we should schedule a day with the auditor to go through all budget requests. I think that we need to schedule the day that you're going to have your opening budget meeting.
I would like to do that on the 24th, if that works for you guys.
It's a Monday.
And I would like for that to be a fairly short meeting. My thought process is that I will send out what I sent to you guys to all elected officials, department heads, tell them that, you know, look, we're going to have to make cuts. Would you look through there and see if there's any voluntary cuts that you can send back to me? I would probably try to do that today with your blessing.
Well, Rick, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And if we do that, then I would post the requests as in a similar worksheet that I sent you, and, you know, any recuts that were voluntarily made would be in that, on the web on 10/21. Request a short meeting with you guys and invite the public to comment on 10/24. And within those comments, I would want to make sure that everybody understands we want constructive comments. We want opinions on revenues, you know. We want it to be a positive thing on there, and I believe that probably that would be a short 15-20 minute meeting, but I don't know.
What do you think about this? We'll schedule, it's your budget hearing. You'll schedule a budget hearing and deliver within that budget hearing. And if I'm not mistaken, what the law says is you open that up and see if there's any comments from the public, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Yep.
Typically, there's not, but there could be. List the budget hearing at a certain time. You make your comments. Then schedule a work session following that budget hearing with the county commission, wherein you go through departmental requests with the county commission.
That would be good.
And it would be completed within a day. Done. Less than a day, probably, but let's set aside a day. So now we've had your budget hearing. We've complied with Missouri law. You have. And then we hear what the public has to say or whatever you're invited within that meeting. Then we work through all the departments. Once we have done that and you present that to us, that's the time we release what the requests are. Or if there are changes before that, not to release anything before that day. That's my point. Have the public hearing.
So post it to the web after the public hearing is what you're saying.
Public hearing, then all the requests. Then those are valid requests.
Okay.
And then schedule any changes that the commission makes. And we're probably not going to make any on that day. But schedule another budget work session, either the following day or 2 days later, to where we work through all of the different budgets that have been presented with recommended changes. Also at that time, make an estimate of what our revenues are going to be so that we have a true balance of what revenues are going to be compared to what expenses are, and then notify the elected officials and department heads of their right to come before us unless they accept what we've done, in which case we'll mark that off, and move forward. Now, some are going to come in and say, no, this is totally unacceptable. I've got to have this. We understand that. Mm-hmm. And we'll listen to them and make decisions.
That sounds like a good plan to me. And I don't mind waiting until after the public hearing. We'll post it then. That sounds good.
Take a stab at this. We've got the month of November, and we've got whatever is left in October. Not totally. 26th, 27th, and 28th.
We're all gone that day.
Is MAC and CCAM. I've got the County Commissioners Association meeting. Is that runs with it? Guys, is there any objection to, say, Tuesday the 1st or Wednesday the 2nd of November?
I would prefer.
The reason I steered away from your date of October 31 is because of the combination of the public hearing and the work session. And if we don't do it.
Are we not going to have the public hearing on the 24th?
Oh.
I would much prefer to get 31st. Started. Yeah, let's get started sooner if we can.
The 24th is fine.
Well, I'd rather do it the 25th or the 26th.
The public hearing?
Yes, because if we're going to follow it with a work session.
Is the 24th a Monday?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's hard for us to completely do away with the county commission.
I understand. So you want to change it to 25th?
Will the 25th work, guys? Tuesday the 25th? But public, all right.
What time?
Let's do it 9 o'clock and then I can come in and we'll.
I have a commitment already at 8 o'clock, and I could be back at 10. I've already got a commitment.
We start at 10.
Let's do 10 o'clock. That would be fine.
10 o'clock budget hearing.
Let me point thing also. We have we have agreed as a commission or during that commission meeting that we are going to have a roundtable discussion of economic development at the Branson Chamber at 1 o'clock on Tuesday the 25th.
Well, so, I wonder if we can move that.
We're hosting it. I'd say we could.
It's at the Branson Chamber, but we could.
We are the host, though, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we can move it.
But what time was it?
One.
What? How? We can move it to like 3 or 4. What we're going to get from, we're going to do the whole budget that day. Hear the whole budget.
Right.
Oh, general county revenue.
Right. We'll work around it. So 10 o'clock.
General county revenue. I'm glad you said that. Because I think we need to work with the general county revenue, finish it, and then work with the other separate budgets.
So the 25th, you're saying, is the public hearing.
Well, right?
We'll post at 10 a.m., that's okay.
Yep.
We'll post it as the public hearing and work session. That way we can work.
Just start working, right?
All day if need be.
Have you received the outside, as you say, we do general county revenue and the others?
It's been in November.
Have you received those? That's the
25th, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Preliminary.
I've got those from everything. I'm not sure whether I got, I'd have to have my computer tell you whether I got sewer department or not. Everything else I did, for sure. And I don't know whether I got sewer or not. The extension office comes in general county revenue.
No.
It's part of general county revenue.
There's just certain days.
And I do have it.
What is this? Oh, yeah, I'm on the wrong week. Okay, let me get that work session. Yeah, you're writing this down. You're going to give this to Nikki, right?
I'm making calendars.
We're going to have to move that 1 o'clock then. Okay. I'll make a note of that.
Gentlemen, your opinion, what do you think about sending what I sent you guys out to all the elected official department heads and ask them to see if there's any voluntary cuts that they would like to make before we get to this point? Is that a good idea? I mean, I don't want to
do it. I don't expect that we're going to get.
I don't know whether we will or not. I'll just send it back and say, look, you guys can see the bottom line is that we've got way more expenditures than what we have revenues, and look at your department, please. And if there's any ways that you can cut, get those back to me, and then go from there.
Rick, on the 25th, do you believe we could be wrapped up by 2 o'clock on our GCR work session? I'm just trying to figure out when I reschedule the, because that's tied to that RFP, RFQ. And so I'm trying to figure out how we.
Jim, I would envision going through each department saying, this is where they're at.
Okay.
What do you think, what do you guys think they should be at? We know what they compared to last year. It shouldn't be a long, drawn-out process. And then I can take that number back to each department and say,
well,
look.
We're not going to tell you that day where they should be because we won't have the time to digest it and do it. But what is important is that you present it to us.
I can present it to you. I can tell you those things.
That can easily be done.
Oh, I think you can. Yeah, if you're not going to make it.
I'll move it 1 to 3 o'clock then.
I think you could.
And just confirm with the chamber.
Actually, we can. Well, we're going to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want to
be rushed. That gives us time. Yeah, 3 o'clock to be perfect.
I'll move that. I'll work on rescheduling that meeting. All right. So public comment and the hearing is on the 25th. At 10 a.m. Okay.
All right. The following week, and I say that because we're out for the MAC conference, is the week of the 31st, which will be County Commission.
Right.
First, second, and third. Can we utilize those as the days to meet with? Well, no, we're going to have to. We're going to have to meet to go through the budget, aren't we? How about let's do a budget work session on Tuesday the 1st?
We've got something with.
Is there some reason you don't want to? Monday is your business day, and you don't think you'll have any time on 31st?
I'm confident that our full.
Okay.
Get out here last Monday. It just, I mean, those Mondays are just, one Monday we got out at 5:45. Another Monday we got out at 6 o'clock or something. It's just,
if we can start, I mean, I've got these chamber things, but I could miss that one. I mean, I've just got chamber and related meetings on the Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But we can start at 9:30. We can start at...
Let's work all day Wednesday from whatever time you can be in.
And that's the second, right?
Is that all right?
Second.
Yeah. What time can you begin?
I can start at 7.
Well, I can't too.
Well, I have a commitment on a monthly meeting. I can be here at 9:30.
9:30?
All right.
Work session.
We're just going to block the whole time then?
Yes, rest of the day.
And I would suggest that day we shoot for having some goals and on each department, and then also maybe setting up some times on each department.
Well, we're going to be able to identify which departments we don't need to set up times with.
Obviously,
we're going to be at,
yeah.
Okay. Well, and if we make decisions, do you want to start as soon as Thursday with departments, or do you want to wait till the following on the 8th?
I would probably prefer to go ahead and get started on the 4th. That'd be Thursday.
4th is a Friday. Thursday's the 3rd.
Okay.
Which makes, I don't have any questions here, guys.
That's the agenda day is the reason I skipped Thursday. But
Thursdays are more open.
Let's do it.
Mondays are full, and Thursdays we have some catch-up, but we have more flexibility on Thursdays than we do Mondays. Mondays are just impossible.
Thursday's a better day.
Yeah.
Okay.
By quite a bit.
Let's
start at 9:30 again?
That would be fantastic with me.
We can start earlier on that Thursday. We can start at 9. We can start at 8:30. We can do whatever you want to do.
You know I'm here anyway, so it's up to you guys.
What do you want to do, Ron?
Don't care. Gentlemen? Danny?
Let's do 9:30. That way, if we have meetings, we can get some work done before that. What do you think, Danny?
No, on Thursdays, and that's reaching out for the agenda items that might become necessary. Let's go ahead and leave it at 9:30 or 10 o'clock, because here's whatever the county business we can get that.
We can bring it up early. Okay, good point.
Take care of that.
You want to do 10 o'clock then?
I believe that would be better.
Okay.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock on the 3rd.
Want to do the same thing on the 4th?
Be great.
It's my goal to get the budget done.
I'm glad that it is, because it's mine too. Same time?
Let me look. We have something on the calendar. I'm looking what it is.
Question is, will it be in here? Well, we work upstairs.
It doesn't matter. We can do Friday anytime.
Let's.
Want to start early on Friday? Since the question is, do you want to try to go to stay away from Friday anyway?
It's fine.
If we're going, I mean, we can wait till the following on the 8th if you want. 8th, 9th, 10th. I don't
concentrate on getting it done. We'll.
We can start anytime you want on Friday the 4th.
We're early risers. It doesn't matter to us, does it?
It doesn't make any difference to me at all, huh?
Well, we can start at 8. I don't care. We can start at 7. I don't care. 8? Want to do 8?
That's good to me. That's good to you.
8 o'clock on Friday the 4th.
Commission on the 7th. There's no election on the 8th. Aren't you fortunate? We learned yesterday also at the meeting there are a number of elections. I was surprised this November that are tax increases that are out there. Mm. And a number of counties trying to bolster their law enforcement departments or...
Road and Bridge.
Road and Bridge.
It was amazing. There was at least three counties I know of in the area that had taxes.
It would be interesting to see how well they do or how poorly they do.
The 8th, I am with the Missouri Board of Architects. The 9th is open. The 10th is the snow rodeo. The 11th, we're closed. It's Veterans Day. So the only day that week that I am available, because Tuesday's my meeting, is the 7th or the 9th. 7th being the Monday, 9th being a Wednesday.
How about an 8 a.m. budget work session on the 9th?
Perfect.
I'm thinking that these work sessions on the 2nd and 3rd, we will have a handle. We can start with the officers Friday and the following 9th, and we may do one return trip the following week or work on the other budgets, and we're...
It sounds like a real good
plan. That and inventing $2 million, but...
Yeah. That'll be the harder part.
Have everybody consider the possibility of moving commission on the 14th to the 15th.
All it needs to be done is posted. That's all it needs to be done.
Move it away from the 14th, 15th? Hold on, let me see.
My side.
Yeah, that's fine.
So we'll make county commission on the 15th. Let's schedule 16th and 17th and be done. Is that okay?
That sounds good.
It's 8 o'clock, all right? You got another meeting.
That would be fine. 15,
okay, on Thursday, the 17th, I'm good. I have an airport meeting, the TDD meeting on the 15th.
They've shared with me they don't need you.
Is that what they've shared? Last time there wasn't a quorum without me, so.
Oh, you're on the, I see. When is that?
The 15th, right at 9:30 on Tuesday the 15th.
Well, go to that.
And just
then come to commission.
Okay, just be late to the commission meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
So the days again were...
Let's do 16th and 17th.
16th and 17th. That's what I thought.
Is 8 o'clock all right with everyone?
It can be, sure. On the 16th, I may just have to leave a little early. There's an SRAP meeting that I'm on, so...
What was our wrap-up? Let's see. I think that gives us plenty of time.
We have blocked hours of good time. We got plenty of time, I think, if we can stick to the schedule. I think we've got plenty of hours to get this thing knocked out.
One of the things I would like for you guys to look at, and I'll send you another copy of this and give you this one here, but I sent you a copy of a fund balance policy. It relates to the budget because... We need to have some decision about what kind of fund balance we want to carry. And if we are above that fund balance, what we do. If we're below that fund balance, what we do. That's what a fund balance policy is. And I would like for you guys to look at that, see if there, if you...
When you're talking fund balance, are you meaning within the upcoming budget, the line that's contingency? Is that where that typically has been?
It would be what you would carry over into the next year. You can probably have a generic fund balance policy.
Let me back up again. So contingency fund is part of the budget to be expended in the budget year. You're talking about outside of that and actually budgeting monies for the following year.
It's not something you have to budget, Ron, but you
should. No, I understand that.
Yeah, okay.
But if you do that, it means that it's not included in the year that you're budgeting for. So if something happens, you can't utilize those dollars. There's pros and cons to that. But I just wanted to be clear what
we can. If we budget for it, then again, it does put that constraint on it. But if we have a policy of what we would really like to see our carryover be, it allows me to figure, okay, are we matching where we want to be? And you guys can give me some more guidance with that.
I know the last few years when I was here, we were third-class county, that the state auditor's budget forms were changed to to allow counties to do that very thing.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a, normally most counties still budget every penny so that they can use it if they need to.
No, I didn't put it down. It was the 17th, which is Thursday, which is our commission day. Do you want to start at 8 o'clock?
Oh, I'm sorry, 10 o'clock.
Okay. 10 o'clock on the 17th.
I'm thinking that's a week before Thanksgiving. I'm thinking we're done. I really
that would just...
Now, we don't... We have scheduled the final budget hearing on the 16th. We might be able to move that up.
We might.
Okay, I have that all in here, though.
Take a look at that and see if you would...
I'll read through that.
I think it'd be a good policy.
Unless you want me to do it right now.
No, just anytime. In fact, I'll send it to you by email, so if you lose that, you'll have it someplace too.
Have we hit all the points that you had on your...
I think so.
I think it's important that when we have the budget hearing, now we've talked about dates, and I think we're scheduled up on dates, but that we consider... And I'd like to come back to this and perhaps the work session that we have coming up, but so that you'll think about it and all three of us will be thinking about it, to develop how we're going to deliver information to the media, how we're going to deliver information via website and any other ways that we communicate that will be coordinated so that we all agree on how we're putting information out there so that we don't run into the same obstacles that we had in January. And I know that January was such a short month because of the situation of a new commissioner coming in. It made things very difficult. But just think on that. What have I got here? Well, this could be your tickets.
The other thing I gave you there, are you ready to talk about that?
Yep.
No, wait just a minute. What is this?
What that is a list of employees that we have terminated this year, and some of those were employees that because of the budget constraints, and you budgeted for those in 114, and I've tried to go through there. I'm not positive which ones were because of the budget and should be moved and which ones were not because of the budget.
Well, let me back up. That's easily identified because...
In most of the departments it is.
Through the girls in your department and through Dixie, there were different agreements that were signed by those employees. And one set of employees signed one agreement, another set of employees signed another agreement. That identifies for us who falls in the category that we're looking for, if that's where you're headed with this, is so that we can move those expenditures for that particular time period over to that one line item in the budget.
And the other thing I would like to do is, even after you've looked at it and we look at it, make sure we're all on the same page, and this is the ones that need to be moved, and you can look at that and see, I would like for your department to initiate it because that gives us some segregation of duties there. So, you can,
I don't understand that.
If you look this over and say, yes, this is the ones that we want moved.
What we want moved is what we asked to have moved at the first of the year when we formed the budget. And what that was those individuals who were going to be terminated by the county whose positions would no longer exist that would be leaving following January 1 and would have an increment of salary tied to that.
Who has that list? I don't know that I do. I mean, that's all I need. If I had that and
no, wait a minute, Rick. Okay. Well, now, wait. No, I'm not trying to be argumentative.
And I'm not either.
I know you're not. But I was just covering myself here so that you didn't think that I was trying to be argumentative. At the time that we created that line, we specified who those employees were going to be that were going to be terminated. And that went through. This is where I think the best place is to look, is people within your department in Dixie. They have that complete list. And they signed agreements.
Well, what the issue is,
is that I've got this list, and I highlighted the in red. That's
yes.
the ones that we terminated. To see, like, some employees terminated later, and they still had those settlements and stuff. And do I include the settlements, just the settlements? Because some of them were budgeted, like Maggie.
Don't use names, please.
Okay. Some in the sheriff's department were budgeted, and they were replaced. And so they did get settlements. But
here's my thinking.
Okay.
John Doe
right.
was an employee that we did not put in the sheriff's department.
Right.
We did not budget for him.
And I've got those.
And whatever that total expense was that we did not budget goes to another line.
Okay.
Now, if there was a settlement for retirement, which there was.
Yeah. We do that in addition to.
Pardon?
We do that in addition to them.
I think so.
Yes.
And that comes out of that line as well. Now, it may be that we're going to be over on that line.
Oh, I don't think so.
Because part of our retirement agreement came after the budgetary process, did it not?
It did, but I think
so. There were some anticipated expenses for that line item that are included that we didn't have. That's my thinking, anyway.
So we've got to figure early retirement costs here. That's no problem.
Yeah, and we'll pay that too. And what I'm trying to do, and I'm going to go back, I was in the process of looking at all of it, is I'm going back and looking at what y'all had in the budget and who I paid. That's about the easiest way to do it, and who was not included in the budget in that final total that Rick had in the budget. That's the only thing I know to do other than that. I mean, other than this, what I've done here.
So if John Doe was not included in the budget, mm-hmm. and yet we took it out of that line, it would be every penny that went to John
right.
Doe. Okay. And that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to take me a little while, but I'll get it all.
And you we know who those
right
people
here.
Are, or do
well,
we have to? You're wanting us to also double check with you. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. That's exactly what we're asking.
When I get done, I'm going to bring it all to you and let you see what I'm going to do.
Because here's how I would do that, Rick. I would come to the girls to ask them. I mean, I don't have a separate list written out.
Let me. Look at this spreadsheet, and maybe I can explain myself better, okay?
But don't list any names.
If you look at the column over there, it says wages that should move to 114. Now, we feel like those are the ones that are there. There's a couple of them I might want to confer with you guys about, but most of those we don't have any problems with. Then wages that should not be moved, but some of those will have some early retirement costs. And so the only thing we haven't got is we need to figure the early retirement costs, which is what Don said that she's going to have to be working on there. So the third column will have that. We will then transfer based on this spreadsheet that way.
Okay.
And I really would like to have you guys, your guys' approval of what's there. I mean,
okay.
I understand now.
Yeah,
I
got gotcha. You.
Yeah.
I got gotcha. You.
And again, I'll.
On the wages that should not be moved.
Those are people that terminated and we replaced. Or some of those are in departments that wouldn't even relate to GCR, so it's easy to see that they shouldn't be moved.
I personally do not want to see the expense of what that retirement agreement was with the county taken out of those individual line item budgets for the different officers. I would like it included with wages that should be moved to 114.
So that's
the assessor's office if they had any, or the
sheriff.
Wait just a minute. The assessor's office is real.
The assessor's office is all inclusive, so we can't do that with any
other
department.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I agree
okay.
with you.
All right.
Road and bridge to road and bridge. GCR to GCR.
So again, the only thing we need to do, Don, is go through and look at these right here, and if there's early retirement costs in these here, then we'll total these two right here, and that'll be the ones that we transfer. Mm-hmm. So there's not very much left to do. It's almost done.
The reason for the commissioner's edification on that second group of retirees, if we show that as an expense that's within the 2011 expense line of their budget, which was an extraordinary expense at year end, we're showing an inflated budget line that we're going to have to compare the 2012 budget to 2011, and people are going to point and go, why are you lowering?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we're not. That's why I feel that should be pulled out and moved over to that line as well.
And I agree with you.
Well, I'm going back and looking, yeah. So, well, whenever I go back in the budget, that's the reason I was looking at the budget. When I go back in the budget, these are these and also Paul's.
So I think one was March.
I noticed
in
there that's not included.
Don, look at this email.
Is this helpful for the board here? He sent this to us last year. You got that?
I started out with these.
Okay, so you got that.
And I got the letters that everybody was giving me.
Okay.
And this is what I paid off of at the end of the year, so I've done that.
The red?
What was the name of it? What was the list of numbers that? Authorization to replace one person. Out of everyone that left, we gave authorization for one full-time person. His name is this right here. His last name is this. That's the only person we authorized to rehire in this department. Unless they were, unless he'd lost it by headcount and he just replaced based off of losing headcount.
We've got another one in there now.
Okay, we didn't approve it.
I'd like to have an accounting for how many people we approved during budget time and how many people are employed now.
Okay, I know what the headcount's supposed to be.
And
especially that.
No.
Just that.
And
I think get all the rest of the money. I think we get. I don't know who this is and don't know what role and duty. We approved this one. Yeah, we didn't approve it. He didn't pay for himself.
What?
He's hired somebody. Well, what was the guy's name?
It
was this guy. We approved this one only. We didn't approve anything else.
What?
Bring me a list, please. The number we agreed to at the end of budget.
Well, I said, but I remember I asked you, who was it?
We just did this.
We approved
last month, 6 weeks.
Yeah, and this one just recently.
No, not us.
We placed it somewhere else?
Yeah, this one here. And then he had, I don't think this one should be, I think shoes.
Didn't we have headcount of two?
This one and this one.
Plus.
That's total.
Well, so then you don't have
to. So this one.
And this one were at the. And then two girls.
This. This and this. Mm-hmm. That one.
Mm-hmm.
And this one.
And the rest were. So.
What else have we got to schedule this morning, gentlemen?
Well,
commission minutes, books.
I don't know what that is.
That's if we're going to scan in those. Oh. That's all it is. We're going to authorize and fund Donna Neely's department to get those books scanned in. Because she doesn't have budget, and it's a phenomenal price.
that the price that was helped negotiated by Mr. Dixon?
Yes.
Can we chat about that on Monday, Donna? Tax sale surplus funds. I wonder if we can do that Monday, too.
Yes, I'm sure we can. I was just going to turn over the price, turn over the...
Oh, but she's not...
Can we go back to my office and try to bring you that file?
Would you just... I can't find that email. And then...
Let me...
Yeah,
we will. That's got to be answered because, well, there's another question there, too.
And that is those increases that came in.
Yeah.
You guys are on the same page.
I'll look at that real fast. Can you go tell Ms. Yeah, no, you don't do that. You don't just tell her it's this item. Uh-huh. You know, it's 10:45, so yes, it's just...
Can't take it without ours. I'm saying that any time that there is a...
Okay, give me a list of who those employees are, and if we're paying too much money, we'll withhold it.
There's no need in this.
What?
We made it clear.
I know.
I had Chillion go visit the individual.
Donna, come on up. Let's go ahead and hear this. Well, here, take mine.
No, I've got another. I've got one.
And also, if you could find one other item for me, I'd like to know what amount of money has been expended for legal out of assessment. What balance is left?
Hey,
thank you. Donna, sorry for the delay. We have up on our agenda commission minutes books. Would you... I know I just said let's wait till Monday, but let's not. Let's go ahead and move forward.
There may be a document here to help remind us. What it was is, here's the option. This is the $100 per book scanned opportunity. We have 35 books, so we're looking at a price of $3,500. This is something that Mr. Dixon has worked on, so... And that was her request. She sent me a note. Made sense to me, so that's why I put it on the agenda to say, you know, she doesn't have a budget. Looks like it makes sense to do. Do we want to do this? If so, it would have to come from GCR because obviously the budget was...
She is GCR. It'd be GCR.
So...
I know that it's a phenomenal price, and I had a discussion with Bob regarding this. And because of his unique situation and what all has been undertaken, the fact that he has helped with others, we're potentially can receive the benefits from that relationship. Question is, two questions. Where do we pay for it out of?
Right.
And do we bid it?
Good question. Hasn't it already been bid, and can't we go on that bid? Would be a question I would have, and no. I don't know the answer.
I don't know the answer to that either. Could I have you, Donna, talk with Mr. Dixon and talk with Mr. Erickson to see if that fits? If it doesn't, and you gentlemen wish to send us out for bids, I'm right there with you.
Okay.
Done $4,500. He just three phone bids, and if he's already done it, it's cleared it.
Right.
But she can get back to us with that information, and we can make a decision that quick Monday and, and move forward.
I'll make some phone calls now.
Perfect.
Let's reschedule her for a few minutes on Monday. Will that work?
Yep.
Are you making a note of that?
I can send a note to Nick right now.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Jillian went.
Did you have something for us, Andrew?
I just thought for Donna.
Yeah, but thanks. What's our?
We have the tax surplus.
I had Jillian go down and talk to Ms. Wyatt to see if she can come in.
Okay.
Commission, repos commission. Minute. Oops. Chris, we're just 1 second away.
We are?
As soon as he's at 11 o'clock, he's on time machine right there.
Yeah, I don't know if I can come and see.
I'll see.
Comedy, 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 comedy. Okay. And
Sheila is on her way.
Excellent.
Just got notification.
Said she's on her way.
That's what I was told. So.
Should take a while. And I need.
He's at the same minute.
Up. Like an accident.
What? do we have? Let's see.
There's Miss Wyatt.
Legal fees. Here we go. None? What? Mr. Strophis and Mr. Strahan.
We have it. Oh. Is the number...
You're okay that way.
Okay. I can overextend that area. Thank you. And who's up? Sheila?
Yes, sir.
We have you scheduled for tax sale surplus funds. And good morning.
Good. I would have had more coffee than that, but...
That's all right.
The other day, it's the schedule has changed since then, so I had to... depending on somebody redeems. The statute requires us to make the tax sale surplus in the spreadsheet the format that it is, listing the parcel number, the owner, the purchaser, and the amount of the surplus, and the final amount, and present it to the commission. And the final amount that has not been redeemed at this time is $78,847.33.
78 what? I'm sorry.
$78,847.33. And the document that I gave you there breaks it out individually and then gives that total.
Okay.
As someone redeems the property, if it has a surplus, then... what's been done in the past is I give the proof to the treasurer and they claim it at that time. The statute gives the permission, the commission, the authority to, let me read it just exactly. They shall supply proof of that they're entitled to it. And the way we have done in the past, and that's the reason that, Ben's, we have a new commissioner to go over and to see if that's the way it's still going to be done, is that when they redeem it, they take that redemption notice, or if a deed has not been issued, and go to the, they pay that and then go to the treasurer's office and claim the surplus. Is that the way the commission still decides to be done, or are they wanting proof provided to them?
I have no desire to change it, but...
If it is changed in that way, it would be to the detriment of the customer, of the taxpayer.
I have no desire to change it.
So, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is what in order is a motion from this commission accepting this document?
It actually says, a statement shall be subscribed and sworn by the collector to administer oath, presenting to the county commission. It says presenting to the county commission when the sale has been and may be made and upon the approval of the statement by the commission is the way it reads. Then the commission, therefore, shall charge the treasurer with the amount on the...
Approval by statement.
Approval of the statement by the commission, the statement being the document that I just gave you.
So that, I mean, is that a vote? Or a review?
Let me give you...
I know, but I'm just...
I'm going to word the motion.
I would suggest that the
That's
county...
That's why I read it.
Is it accepted?
That the county commission accept the Taney County annual land sales surplus dated August 22nd, 2011, as presented by the county collector.
Did you get that? I'll move that we accept the Taney County annual land sales surplus dated August 22nd, 2011, as presented by the Taney County collector.
And I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept the Taney County annual land sales surplus spreadsheet dated August 22nd, 2011, as presented by the Taney County collector. Discussion? Go ahead. Sheila.
Gentlemen, this is just an FYI. It's held in the Treasurer's School Trust Fund for 3 years. And then, so what was turned over this year from that was left unclaimed that goes out to the schools from this was $26,456.60.
Okay. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Can I just write that here?
Give me a second.
Unified Emergency Response System.
That's mine. You pass that down to Commissioner Strahan, please. I have a statement for you.
Yes, I will.
Here's my statement. Try to be more prepared here. Gentlemen, as all of you are aware, we experienced historic flooding in Taney County in the spring of 2011. We were very fortunate to have no fatalities. When we conducted the town hall meeting shortly after the flooding, the overwhelming sentiment of the public was to improve the method of messaging and give a consistent message. Currently, the city of Branson is the only entity that has a citywide notification called Code Red, and although effective, it is limited on the options of messaging. Since those meetings, Chris Merritt and Melissa Duckworth and I have been meeting to research what options Taney County has at its disposal, and furthermore, what cities, if any, would be willing to participate. Melissa has done extensive research on companies that offer this type of solutions. Chris and Melissa have concluded that Everbridge appears to have a solution for Taney County. Every solution that we looked at requires an annual subscription. I took the liberty to have discussions with the City of Branson, City of Hollister, City of Forsyth, and City of Rockaway Beach regarding their interest in a countywide solution and financially supporting this solution. All the entities that I've talked to have expressed extreme interest in participation and would like to move forward this year I lost my page when I was passing out papers here. They want to move forward to be prepared for the winter weather and the spring rains. So the recommendations that I am asking for us to consider is those. That the subscription is it's a three-year commitment at a price of approximately $65,000. And what I am proposing is, and we'll talk about the details in just a second, is that Taney County would put up $13,000 annually. City of Branson would discontinue the use of their code red system and go to this system, and their annual commitment is $5,000 right now, so they would continue that. And this is all based off an intergovernmental agreement. Hollister, $1,800, Forsyth, $1,000, Rockaway Beach, $250. I did not contact Bull Creek, Kirbyville, or Merriam Woods at this point, but
The hope was that everyone would participate. The reason that Everbridge is so attractive is that each individual city would have its own administrative rights, that they can notify their residents if there is a localized issue that they want to notify their residents. It has multiple ways of communication, and the news also is, Melissa has checked and found that this is on through U.S. Communities, and so it can be purchased that way. And I think from details, if Chris and Melissa, would you guys come over there and just answer some questions? I'm going to ask some questions, and then you can kind of explain it. They looked at a lot of different programs, and I would say Melissa probably is an expert at this point. But what it is, you know, Chris and I, when we did these town hall meetings, it was clearly evident that people begged for us to come up with a way to communicate with them, and sirens is not the method anymore. And Code Red has its limitations. A lot of people said if you would have texted me first or emailed me first or called multiple phone numbers, Twitter, Facebook, something besides just the traditional sirens. And then how do you handle just the flooded areas or areas that would be flooded effective, you know, or so that's the notification side. The other thing that's very interesting is this application also allows us to notify our workers. If we wanted to close the courthouse, we could send a mass notification to just the employees of the county and say, courthouse closed, and they would get it in the method they've asked. If we wanted to call back the first 20 road and bridge guys because we have a snow route that needs to be cleared, we could notify the first 20 to respond, a surveying feature. So I only allowed 15 minutes for you guys to just hear the initial and then be able to ask questions to Melissa and Chris at your convenience, but it's obviously a budgeted item. The premier perfect time is for us to send, if we were going to do something and do it quickly, would be able to put it in the massive tax notices that we're sending out in the mail that say, you know, please go to this website and subscribe free of charge as a resident or as a landowner. The fee is based off of U.S. Census population block. So it's not based off of anything other than the census. Is that correct?
By number of households.
By number of households. That's how the pricing is structured. So the number that they came up with is we have 19,623 households. So that is what they how they came up with the price. So, I have done
so what?
No. So 19,000, the census shows we had 19,623 households. That's where the pricing comes from. So, you know, Ted Martin would be the administrator for the city of Branson. We met with Ted also to go over this because part of the commitment we were asking from the city of Branson possibly would be we would like one system that communicates, and they were willing to forego the Code Red system for this if we were to do a countywide solution.
What were you asking from us today?
Consideration for budget, read up, and so that we could post and have a meaningful discussion.
Are you talking about for the 2012 budget?
Yes, sir. 2012 budget, but more important.
And it's a line item that's already been submitted to the budget officer? So this request is into him?
Close.
No. Has it already been submitted to the budget officer?
The line has been submitted. The amount
is not correct. We submitted for 10,000 and we would have to submit for 13.
But there was a line, so
yes,
10,000.
Yes, definitely.
Okay,
yes.
That can go up or down.
The only reason, Ron, is the timing for us is for budget, Branson's asking to make the commitment now.
It's going to cost them the same amount one way or the other, right?
City I think Branson. They may save a few dollars, but it'd be very minimal. Yes.
So if they budget more, then they're going to have the money, right?
Yeah, we're really at a very opportune time right now because part of it would be how do we get the people to sign on to the system? And the perfect way to do this would be send some now with the tax bills. The city of Branson is on the verge of having to renew or not to renew Code Red.
Right.
And so we're kind of
This all, and we kind of learned all those things as we worked through this. So it's not like we didn't do anything. And
how long you've been working on this?
We've been working on this off and on since the flooding.
Yeah.
Well, let me help you. It's difficult for me because this is the first time I've heard about it.
Right.
The first time I've heard about it. And if we've been working on it since April, I'm shocked to be presented with a potential bill for $13,000 and have had no input or whatever that amount
this,
is.
We just found a product that would actually, that's worth even talking to. I mean, how many products have you gone through, Melissa?
At least six that I got more details about. I did a search, and you can, I mean, obviously there's a whole Google front page search of companies that do mass notification. But then I started looking around at who used them, what cities, what states, and just by typing in similar size, larger size, communities, whole states, and what they use, narrowed it down to the six people to see what they had to offer, how they priced. Some priced by person in the county, some priced by household, some were prepaid messaging. And it's taken that long, a lot of conference calls with them to just narrow down where, how much it would even cost.
I understand. And your direction to do that came from? Not the commission.
Just
a commissioner. The,
yes.
Well, and it was very clear at these town hall meetings. That was the people who complained about the most. And that's how I think that's why we got the directions I felt like.
Right.
To look in the system.
Danny?
Is there in this process that you've come up with, and you've delivered something here, was there bids taken?
They all offer something different. You couldn't write a bid proposal for exactly what we wanted from just one or the other. They're all GSA, community services contracts, whatever, I think
it's U.S. communities.
U.S. communities contract. Or GSA. So they've already got the governmental bid, and depending on which state or whoever is using
right. them. But, Danny, if you're asking, have we looked at how much the others charge and all this? Yes,
it's
we have due diligence, have worked through them. The problem is we're comparing apples and oranges. There's no two systems that are identical.
Right. Here's where I'm going, because we constantly hearing this from our attorneys, is do you offer a bid spec for someone to come? And in the spec, as you say, they're all offering different things, but you, it'd be something that I would want to ask them if we should put out for services for communication, or however you would want to term, whatever you look on your webpage for these different things. I'm not sure at this cost that it wouldn't be that we have to do that.
Well, yeah, it's up to you guys, but it's...
I don't think it's up to us. I think it's up to what's covered under the law. I mean, I'm just...
This is the first time was strictly for us to say we have found a solution that the citizens have asked us to look into. The timing has just come up that it's in October versus in June when we were hoping, because it's... No one's had any time to really work on it. And the other thing is, it takes a while to evolve to what are we looking for. Right. And this is strictly as a response from the citizens asking us to come up with a centralized messaging system. But the timing is the timing. So if we don't do anything, that's fine. But this is the first time we've had a chance to come up with a recommendation that we were comfortable with. So... That's really what it comes down to from a pricing perspective. You know, what I was hoping to do is just to start to introduce something for you guys to learn, research, and have meetings and talk to Chris and Melissa about it, and then we can go from there. It wasn't requesting money. It wasn't any of that. It was strictly to introduce a recommendation. That's why I only need 15 minutes. So.
Okay. How time sensitive is the decision to be made by City of Branson? You said that was soon. because obviously that'll play a role in whether or not they can put $5,000 towards this.
Right.
Can you find that out for us?
Yes, I can definitely do that.
And do we, I guess, do you want us to check Monday with, or maybe ask Pat or him or Frank about whether we have to, on the system, if it has to be just labeled emergency response.
Well, mass notification.
Mass notification that it has to be bid.
I'm confident that we are given the ability to purchase through U.S. communities and the bid process that they have already outlined. We're part of that. So we can actually purchase anything
through NACO.
U.S. communities that has. What they do is they select a county and in some instances a city to go through the bid process for the entire nation for those people that are involved. And it's really rigid. A lot of times it's L.A. County or it's
some of the more difficult cities or counties.
Virginia. Fairfax County, Virginia does a lot of the bidding. And then other counties and cities have the right to draw from those bids. So I'm satisfied, certainly, if it's with U.S. communities, we have the ability to purchase.
Okay. And the system that is drawn from, I'm sure there's a lot of people looking for different, with this year of tragic incidents. Probably a lot of counties and a lot of cities throughout the nation looking for a different type of response than what they've been getting. So,
well, I mean, the biggest thing we heard loud and clear, I think, from the Joplin travesty, and then what we heard is sirens wasn't enough. I mean, we heard yesterday the only reason they reduced the fatality rate is that they chose to send a second siren alert, but they didn't have a mass notification system either.
No, and actually, that second siren caused confusion to some people,
right?
Because they thought that meant an all clear kind of thing.
Well, and as they described, it was also during clear skies.
Right.
What do you think when a siren goes off and it's clear skies?
It's a test.
Exactly.
And then it was 4 minutes later that that storm hit. 4 minutes.
But we don't have to spend any more time on this. If you guys would just look at the solution and then have a discussion with Melissa and Chris and just talk about what they've been looking at and what they've, you know, what they've heard. And
I can definitely outline some of the differences in the systems, especially some of the differences that made one more attractive over the other systems for our application, what we would use it for.
I want you to understand something from me. I have complete confidence in the work that you have done on this. My making note of this was how we got here without us knowing this was taking place. And I feel that we should have known that this was taking place and that it was big enough that you have invested time and Chris has invested time to this point, and that that should come from the direction of the commission. That was the point I was making. We should know that. That's not your fault. We should. Or if I do that, or either one of the other two do that, it should be a commission directing. But my opinion is certainly I will go through this. I'll have some questions. I'll ask them. I believe you've done the due diligence on this. I have complete confidence in the work that you've done and the research that's been done. So my questions will be in that area.
Okay.
And thank you for the time you have put in on it. But you'll find out about the city of Branson because that's, I think, an important.
Yep.
Does the Hollister have any such?
Hollister has
none. No.
In fact, other than the city of Branson, none of the other communities.
This works. One quick question. Well, no, I'll ask that later. We're past our time, but.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Redistricting. How are you today?
appears there's some application.
Yes.
So I need you to explain this.
It's not a problem. It'll come out of their budget. Do they want to do that? You might ask. Then I'll sign it.
That'll put her in a controversial position.
Okay, I'll ask him.
Okay.
Okay, because currently there's no sewer out at 76 Park.
Should I sign it?
Yeah, sign that.
But wouldn't they have a password? Sign it.
We could run into
that. Put the number on there from the sewer.
For the budget. We're going to pull it on the budget.
Sorry.
Hi, Patsy.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, I wrote on the wrong one. What have you got for us today?
I believe... you requested to have some maps done up for public viewing on your redistricting of your commission districts.
I think we just asked you to redraw maps. We haven't decided the public viewings, or are they...
Or when, if you wanted something available.
Yeah.
If you, if you were going to do it, yeah. Show you District 1 and 2, and that's the count of population in each of those districts. So
I get
an idea, okay?
And so the line is designated with this. Okay. So this is the... So are you close on all of them? Is that what you're...
There's one option. There's a little
this
bit more.
This one's like 3,000.
Yeah, that one there is one of the...
Which by registered voters right now, you're off about 3,000. You've got 15,000 on the east and 18,000 on the west.
But voters have nothing to do with
this. Exactly. I'm just letting you know that that exists.
Okay. Well, you know, it has no bearing, registered voters.
That's what I understand.
Because one would think that it would have, because both have to...
You would think.
Run elections.
Well, you could always have somebody do a drive, though, and get everybody registered. But then you've got areas within the county that are very transient. They're only there for, you know, maybe a year, and then they're gone. Move it down more so you can see it better.
Is that
This is, looks like the closest we've got right now.
What we
that's
have
the closest, in yeah, to your lines right now.
Would you pull that over there?
This is correct.
Okay. At least they're not rolling up again.
Which one's closest, this one?
To what their lines are right now.
And the only real difference there that Jim pointed out when we looked at this before was the Bee Creek area.
Yeah, before.
This was it.
Yeah, this here was in Bee Creek. Or actually, I think it dropped down.
Right, it followed the creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, Little Creek. Oh, Little Creek.
Yes. Yeah, all that is different.
Well, now, what would we have?
Would we have the city of Hollister here since we've got this here?
Yes. It includes the city of Hollister.
Okay. So Hollister's going to grow really fast. That's before, what you've got to think about.
Yeah, before, this is not existing, is it? Because before, I think
there
it
was,
came
this yeah,
way. Yeah, you're
it
right.
It was because of the growth that afterwards.
Right.
And the bad part, Danny, is you've got to think about, you're going to be out here playing, or not out here playing, which will be out of balance
this
one, in a very
better,
short time if you don't get room
I mean, this
for Hollister.
It doesn't look bad. I think if you look at this, that's
she goes up the same way here.
I know, but it's all
that's
really
too bad for
the yeah, about the same. What you're saying is it's going to
actually, because of
this, this is already got
this goes clearer.
33,000 more registered voters, and it's going to sway that even more. A bit more than 3,000.
It's all lake.
Yeah, all lake. So I'm wondering
it,
why.
It comes out of the lake the same place right here.
Because of the lake, Branson can't grow anymore. They're stopped right here.
So that would probably just, what's the population difference?
Them all in the same district.
Well, they could annex on the other side of the lake.
You're 50?
That's not half.
Half 30 here.
Exactly.
So I, no, there's
well,
300
and they're
here.
Blocked already by Hollis.
So I would probably do.
I can't just come across in midair.
Where's the dam?
It's not in Cheney County, is it?
No, but where is it? They can come across, and this can be contiguous.
What is
it?
If they go into another, yeah, if they go into another county.
Yeah, because actually Branson's going to run this goes into
another county. Are you kidding me? This is the new bridge.
It is.
Jim, here's what I'm thinking.
Oops.
With the with what exists in Hollister now, that if you were concerned about this part, that this part now is in my district.
Right, right.
If this with the growth, what she's saying is there's 3,000 more already here.
Right.
With the growth that's going to take place here, you don't want to pull that into here, you would want to cut it off.
Well, no, there's actually District 1 in this drawing has less people by 500 people in this district. She's talking about voters. We can't go by voters.
I know, but I'm just using that.
Okay.
But this is not city, right?
Correct.
And they're saying they're not going to annex it. I don't believe it, but that's what they're saying. Do you believe that they're not going to annex that area?
Not any time soon.
No?
Yeah, I don't think. You know, in their budget situation, no way.
They would if it was commercial.
Well, they, there is commercial.
You said that out loud, didn't
you? Is that my outside voice?
They won't take it right now, so. Because if they did, here, let me show you why they would. Here. Right here.
Here.
Stop! Right here. This would all be. I mean, I have no problem proposing this one.
Stirring it up.
No,
I'm not interested in that one. And I'm not interested in this one, which is very similar to that one. Well, Okay, so I'm not interested in that one. Are you interested in that one? That's two of us that said we're not interested in that.
In which one?
This one. This is the one I just pulled.
No.
Okay.
No, my so
we'll pull this one out. This one's not interesting. We're done?
Wow.
One of
my favorite.
Is that your favorite?
Okay, so now we're down. And then there was four.
And then there was four. Four,
10 minutes. You're saying we can be done here in 10 minutes? I'm with you.
I'll tell you, if we can get done by noon, Danny can buy us lunch.
I'm
everybody. The whole courthouse.
I don't believe this. I don't believe this furnishes a little representation of the county either.
So this one, or just this one specific, because it goes down so deep?
Well, both they both do, don't they?
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, I can tell you what I mean, I guess, but it's
Well, we don't have to narrow it down. Well, what I'm saying is, I guess the question is, are we going to have public? You are always jabbing there.
I know I'm not. Okay. That's not what that
I know
comment
what
meant,
his
I don't
comment
think.
Meant. Yeah, I knew what he was talking about.
This was the one we said no on, no? Which one did we just say no on?
We pulled it away.
It's over there, it's gone.
Well, what was the difference?
Yeah. It kind of came across.
It was just goofy.
Yeah, it's funny. Goofy.
Well, if it was the same lake? The reason I say that
it's the same lake. We didn't draw the lake.
The boundary of the same.
Yeah, it was right here.
And then it came
underneath.
Well, my question was, if this is equal, adding all that many more people wouldn't be, would it? If it was the same line.
Well, no, you took out a Hollister here. The Hollister.
So Hollister was in that?
No. It was just right here. It was just this.
It's just this here, which is not.
Here. Well, there's not that much population.
Some have suggested some land mass.
Right.
Oh, you mean trying to get more land mass.
Right. Making it more.
Okay, well, so we're adding 1,400 right. people that way. That's what that says. Yeah.
Now, what's this one, Ed?
This one is 3,000. This one's 24.5, and that one is 25.9.
This is probably one of those.
This is closer than that one. This one's way off.
This one's way off.
So really, we should almost throw this one back in and throw this one out.
Right.
Let me put this one out.
Oops, I missed it.
You see the drop to the end of the paper, so it's small. It's
what time is our 2 o'clock today? I've got to make a phone call. See if I have tickets.
This is because of the road. Is that why you went down there? Patsy, is that because of the road?
I don't remember.
Well,
why.
I don't know what.
I think it was a.
But it said, yes, yours didn't want to have.
Because, you know, that's an issue for me is roads, splitting the roads.
Because their church is
the one. Are they going to formally, as a Bible board, say, here's our suggestions?
I can leave these with you all. You can just
come. Well, I mean, we also
options have changed.
We just need to decide what we're going to do with the maps. Is it just for us? Are we going to
Well, I can tell you that I've had calls from both sides.
Mm-hmm. For and against.
For and against.
Me too.
On both sides.
Me too. I mean, I literally have two.
So, if we have a community brawl, if you want to call it that.
Let's do the nuisance order at the same time and just get it all knocked out.
Get it all knocked out.
And P&Z.
Because
I think you're going to need a bigger room than this one.
Yeah.
And we had, did we have this one at one time, or did you just do this change?
It was close.
It was close.
I appreciate the appreciate your work on this, but I do.
Oh, there's Devil's Tea Table. I wonder which side I'm on. I'm right there.
We're going to redraw that map. Then.
Where
are you on this one?
Look at you.
Where are you on this one?
Same place.
Yeah, we'll need to redraw this. We're trading people.
You know, do you want to pull this one? Yeah. I don't think this one.
Yeah, let's pull this one.
Look here. Look here. It's the reason I don't think that it really... I don't think it really shows
that wrong. I don't think that's wrong.
Here are the two here, Danny. Just let's compare the two right here. These are the two that are very similar, just so you can compare the two.
Oh, those two, you mean?
These two are real similar. We haven't pulled anyway, just looking.
The only difference is that it's not up here.
And that's land. You're strictly talking land mass on that, aren't you?
Yes. Some had asked about trying to. So.
I think you did a good job, Patsy. I know how hard it was for me trying to do this.
It already is in phone calls.
The question is, do we have them or don't have them?
I don't think we do. I think we can be held responsible no matter what we do. Go ahead. These would be the north and south existing altar. This would be east and west. These two would leave it east and west. This would be north and south here, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.